Coversal's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
John Dernan, morning, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's be positive. Right, piece in the mirror today from John Aldridge. He claims 2017 has been unbearable and he wants more fight from cop flops, according to their headline. He says Liverpool's players have been told to man up to end their awful slump. Is there anything in that?
I totally agree with him. It's just been pitiful, Steve. I hate to come on and be negative, but I mean, you look at players and you look at the top five teams, top six teams, and the way they defend, the way they fight, the way they play, ability, I mean, we can question, we can match near enough every team. But do you know what? We've got no fight. He's totally right in the fact that there's no determination. There's no one there who can make a tackle and inspire the team to pull the socks up. There's no one there. They just lack. They lack the fight to go on, and that's why we're never ever going to win a championship, a premiership with players who just basically, when things aren't going right, they don't want to pull the sleeves up and obviously get hurt.
It's a very different reflection or a very different sort of perception of what was happening in the first half of the season. How will the second half of the season play itself out between now and the very end? If you had to gamble and guess, what do you think?
Well, I think you look at the table now. I think we'd be lucky to finish where we are in fifth. I think we'll finish sixth, if not worse. I don't think we'll get in the top four. I've said that for the last 2-3 weeks now. I just think you're looking at the squads and you're looking at the players. And to me, the players have just hit a brick wall and they look completely different side. There's no fizz about the team, I think, for whatever reason. I don't know. They've just don't look like the same players who were performing early on in the season.
And why? I mean, we spoke a little bit last week about the physical toll that it might have taken on the players, but it surely can't be all that.
No, I'm not. I don't buy into that at all, Steve. Not at all. Confidence is a big factor. Obviously, we've hit on it before. If you've got confidence, you feel like you can just do anything. You don't have that second touch or third touch just to be sure. When you're confident, it just flows, everything. We were lacking confidence, and I don't know where we're going to get it from. I think the fact that, obviously, Mane going, Coutinho getting injured was a big thing. As soon as Mane went out the club, I think, it was like, oh, we're going to struggle now. And that's how we played.
Some clean sheets would be a good start, wouldn't they? I suppose from a manager's perspective, he'll be looking at that just as a very basic now.
Well, definitely. But, I mean, you're going to highlight the keeper again. Obviously, someone's going to point a finger that maybe he could have done better for one or two of the goals that have gone in. But I'm telling you, if you're a keeper and you're playing in front of that defence, I think I'd be absolutely worried as well. Our defence, I mean, come on, Steve. We've got Lucas, who played on Saturday, who, for me, he shouldn't even be in the squad. He was out the door a few months ago. He was on his way somewhere else. He's been a great player for us. Well, I wouldn't say a great player. He's been a good player for us. But he's nowhere near good enough for a Liverpool team to even start in a Liverpool team if we want to go on and win things. He's gone. He's not good enough. And all this talk about Matip, I think Matip confidence, they're talking about he's going to be a great player. Not for me. For me, I haven't seen anything yet in Matip at all. I think the way they scored that second goal on Saturday, when there was just one man up front between two of them, it was no disrespect to the Zingari League, but you see that in that league. It was totally terrible defending.
So it all points to a lack of depth. So actually, is there a criticism there for the club, for the manager, that they didn't reinforce in January?
Of course it is, Steve. I don't know why, and everyone's been saying it now for the last 4 or 5 years, Liverpool's defence is a problem. It's a big problem. We can see goals like, I don't know, it's a good job. We've got so many attacking players. That's not the problem. We can score goals anytime. We've seen that. We cannot defend, and it's time and time again, and it's week after week, and the problem still hasn't been solved. It hasn't been fixed. So somewhere along the line, he's got to identify it that it is a problem, surely he does, but they're doing nothing about it. For instance, I absolutely find it absolutely hilarious that they've let Sacco go to Crystal Palace on loan. And Sacco would have done a job, and I've hit this out time and time again. Whatever he's done, wherever he's fell out, He's paid the price. He's been suspended. They've fined him. They've done everything. He's played in the 23s. But if you're lacking experience and depth in the centre-half position, play him because he's done it for you. Use him. Use him as if you think, hang on, he can do a job for us. He thinks if I do well, maybe I've got a chance to get back in. But if he doesn't want him, just get rid of him when everyone else's back is fit. You use the guy. He's a 20 million plus player, captain of the French team, and he's going out on loan to Crystal Palace. I don't understand it.
Is he Liverpool's best defender? Rio Ferdinand says he is.
He's better than Lucas, in my eyes. He's better than Matip at the moment, for what I've seen. He's almost probably better than Lovren. But I think Lovren's form is for the simple fact is who he's playing with.
As bad as that. So simply he's looking round. That's affected his confidence as well.
I think it has. You look at Lovren, I think Lovren's come on, he's done well, he's had some outstanding games this season. But, I mean, once it gets switched, changed here and there, and he seems to make mistakes because of people who he's playing with, and that's where all the confidence really comes. You haven't got no confidence in your man you're playing against. You're expecting him to make a mistake or do something. Then you're second-guessing yourself. And like I said, when a keeper's playing in front of that kind of defence, he's going to be jittery as well. And they come under a lot of criticism. So, I mean, everyone's saying it, but nothing's being done. Liverpool's defence needs sharpening up. The right back, for me, Klein has got... He's nowhere near the player that we thought he's going to be. He's been poor. I mean, the only guy who's probably lived up to expectations is Milner, and it's not even his position. If I was Klopp, I'd have bought someone like a left-back, a half-decent left-back, just for instance, say, Cresswell, for, say, 10 million, you probably might have got him, stuck him left-back and put Milner in midfield because he'd be do a far better job than what Chan and Henderson are doing at the moment.
Right, so looking ahead to the weekend and the Spurs game, I mean, it is one of those games that you might expect Liverpool to raise it for. They did it against Chelsea last week. What are you thinking for this fixture?
Well, Steve, you're asking me? No. You're playing a team in form. You're playing a team who can score goals. You can counter-attack like you never know. It's all about whether they freeze. I would think it's all about how Tottenham handle it on Saturday. What I say, it's all about what we do, and I'm a big believer in that. It's how we approach the game. It's how we start the game. But I think it's the other way around with Tottenham. If they approach the game, start the game like they can, you've got no fear, and I don't think you will fear Liverpool. It's probably a great time to play them. I think, that, again, they can give us a footballing lesson. I hope I'm wrong. I do think they'll finish second because I can't see Chelsea getting caught. But I just hope the real Liverpool team, the one that has produced performances this season, turn up and turn Tottenham over, and they're quite capable of doing it. I've said that. But they're going to score. I can see them scoring, Stephen. It depends on how many we score.
Just three games in this. Is that right? Three games in this calendar month. So it's a bit of an easier month for Liverpool, isn't it? A bit more thinking time, a little bit more rest time as well. Maybe that'll help.
Steve, I mean, come on, they're not even in Europe. It shouldn't even be a problem. You know, they've done well. They had a great cup run in the league. They're out the FA Cup. I mean, what else is he to go for? They've had an easy street all season. They've only had to worry about the domestic cups in our league. And, I mean, he's rested a lot of players for them games. So, I mean, all this nonsense about fatiguing the games, they haven't played anything compared to the other sides. So it shouldn't even be a factor.
Come on, you've got to finish on a positive, Derns. Pick out a positive for me. What is the thing we can cling on to?
The thing is, like, hopefully, Coutinho's going to kick into gear soon. I think I said it'd take 3 or 4 games, maybe 5 for him to get in. But maybe this big game, I think he thrives on them. And maybe if he plays, clicks into gear, it'll inspire the team. So I'm hoping that'll happen. I'm crossing my fingers and crossing my legs. I'll be tying my hair together on Saturday. It's that's all I'm going to be thinking of. I always do. I always think we can beat anyone, but I'll have to hold my breath for this, Steve.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.